Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Bodhi Brew, offering advantage through insight. I'm your host, Confetti Kong, creative director of Bodhi Research Group. In today's episode, we cover managed account platforms. Our solutions engineer, Dr. David Sabatini, and founder and CEO, Dr. Ranjan Bhadouri, discuss why managed account platforms should be used by many more institutional investors. So sit back, relax, and enjoy a cup of brew with us.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to another Bodhi Brew session. My name is Dr. David Sabatini, and I'm here with Dr. Ranjan Bhadouri. Hi, Ranj. How's it going?
It's going well. Welcome to the audience, and welcome to another episode of Bodhi Brew.
Today's topic is managed account platforms. So, Ranj, what's a managed account platform?
So before I answer what managed account platforms are, I'm going to give a bit of a disclaimer to the audience in stating that some of this material is fairly technical and can appear a bit dry when comparing it to, you know, an investment deal and so forth. But it is perhaps managed account platforms are perhaps the most innovative way of portfolio construction for hedge funds or an absolute return portfolio over the past 20 years. So this is something that is being utilized by some of the smartest institutional investors on the planet, and it is really a game changer. It can be utilized by many, many more groups, and so even though there's quite a few definitions and ideas to get to understand, this is something well worth investing one's time in.
Okay, so what is a managed account platform?
So a great question. So managed account platforms are where an independent institution or independent organization is doing a lot of the back office, middle office work for a hedge fund, but representing in a fiduciary way the institutional investor. So in a little bit more detail, the institutional investor, separate managed account, is where there's a segregated account that the investor owns the assets, and the sub-advisor, which would likely be a hedge fund manager, is a limited power of attorney authorized to place trades. Now, that's just a separate managed account. So a managed account platform is taking a separate managed account and essentially wrapping infrastructure and providing a lot of services to the benefit of the institutional investor. These services will include risk monitoring, daily reconciliation, operations, technology, and governance.
So it sounds like it's a streamlining of services. So all the services that you mentioned, those are the only ones, or there's some other services as well that are provided?
By the managed account platform.
The
managed account platform is in one hand a service provider. So they are able to provide more services in the sense of due diligence, support, and helping in the onboarding of the manager of the investment. But let's just take a step back. Really,
that's a good idea.
Yeah. Like and I should state also another disclaimer, and this is something I usually say once a day. I'm not a lawyer. Mm-hmm. Right. But essentially, hedge fund, if you're an institutional investor and you're investing in a hedge fund manager, typically the traditional way of going about it is you wire the money, and you are now in a commingled vehicle, a commingled fund structure, where the hedge fund manager has control of the assets and has selected all the service providers around that fund, whether it be the auditor, prime brokers, directors, administrator, custodian, and so forth. So if you're an investor and you are investing into a hedge fund manager's fund structure, you are you are just really being a taker because there's no customization, no choices.
So they set up the original structure and it's either binary. You take it or you don't.
Exactly. And now what a managed account platform, what the idea there is via anytime you're using a managed account, what the idea is that if you're the hedge fund manager and I'm the investor, all I really want from you is your brain or your algorithm. If you're a discretionary trader, I want your brain. If it's the algorithm, I just want the trades. So I have a separate account that you have authority as a limited power of attorney to place trades in that account in a certain domain of instruments. You're allowed to place trades, but that's it. You have no access to the money. You have not selected the prime broker. You have not selected the directors. All of that is you know, being done elsewhere. All you're doing is placing the trades. And you're placing those trades based on your algorithms or based on your investment process. And you're being paid, as the hedge fund manager, you're being paid the fees that we have negotiated. And usually there's a management fee and a performance fee, and you're being paid those fees still, but you can no longer put your hand in the cookie jar.
So it sounds like as an institutional investor, I have much more control and I have much more safety.
Yes. Instantly there is, if selected correctly and implemented correctly, a managed account platform offers risk reduction and increased security, right? There's just overall.
So the kind of risks
you're
talking about, mention them. Which risks are you talking about specifically?
Strategy drift, style drift, concentration risk, fraud. If you look at most hedge fund blowups over the history over the history last 20, 30 years.
So Madoff would have never happened.
Madoff would never have happened because instantly, you know, Madoff didn't even place trades, right? So here's the account, you're Madoff, and you can place trades, you're not placing any trades. Well, what's going on, right? Long-term capital management, which had, you know, a very levered position, they found, you know, essentially, I'm simplifying this, but they took the differential between two bonds and there was some alpha there, and then they cranked up the leverage to make it a better return. I mean, there was a lot of leverage that would have been noticed, right? And Amaranth, another big, you know, famous blow up, was a multi-strategy, a bona fide blue chip multi-strategy hedge fund, where the PM, the trader, took a lot of concentration risk in natural gas contracts, thinking a hurricane was going to hit. And when it didn't, Amaranth, you know, fell apart, right? It blew up. And that was about $6 billion loss in a couple of days, right? So it's a situation where in Amaranth's case, it was all of the above: concentration risk in natural gas, style drift, and strategy drift. It was supposed to be a multi-strat, and style drift, it took on a lot more risk than it was supposed to. So all of these kinds of risks can be mitigated greatly via a managed account platform. And
the monitoring of it from the institutional investor side. Am I going to be able to monitor it on a daily basis, a weekly basis? How's the data flow through that?
So typically right now, and it depends, certain strategies, you know, it can vary, but almost if you're talking about a managed account platform that is, you know, one of the leading managed account platforms, you are going to get the information T+1. And there may be some information you could get.
And it's going to come to you in a more coherent way as well.
Absolutely, right? Like, so a managed account platform, and just to go back to your previous point, even intraday there can be, depending on the strategy, there can be some reports or some information, if not communicated right away to you, that the map is doing, right? And And again, that depends on the specifics of the strategy and so forth. But it is a situation where the managed account platform is doing this kind of work. They are taking, you know, taking the reports, consolidating that, and presenting it in a user-friendly format that's often customized to include analytics or scenario testing that your organization wants or needs.
So it's safer. It's easier to monitor. What about, you mentioned customization. What about adding new managers or taking managers off the platform? Is that a difficult thing to do?
So both are very different. The onboarding will take longer than if you're just wiring money and filling out the subscription form of a hedge fund manager's fund structure. The onboarding of the first manager that you do, if this is a dedicated managed account platform. And by dedicated managed account platform, I mean you are getting a managed account platform just for your own organization. And so you are not commingled with any other investors.
I see.
Right. But
what are the advantages of that?
Well, that's when you get to build it. It's like if you want to build your own house and get a custom house, right? It can be pretty nice, right? I don't have a custom house, just for the audience, but I think it could be pretty nice. It is a situation though where, you know, the large institutional investors, they want to have their own customization, and there's a lot of advantages to doing that because you have a lot more control.
I see.
Right. Now, for a managed account platform, you're not only able to, you know, win on the defense, and the defense being increased governance.
I like defense.
Risk reduction, you know, style drift, concentration risk, strategy drift, fraud. But you're also able to, you know, get a lot of advantages in terms of being able to generate alpha. And some of this is structural alpha. And that is coming from numerous different sources. One is, again, a little bit on the defense side, you have much more control of the expenses, what expenses are being charged to the fund. If you invest in a hedge fund manager's fund structure, the hedge fund manager is charging certain expenses to that fund. Some of those are legitimate, like, you know, legal and audit costs and administrator costs. But sometimes some hedge fund managers are trying to put in things, charging things to the fund, which may not be so, you know, so obvious, right? And if they're a bigger fund, it becomes harder to identify that and so forth. So one place is saving on the expenses. Managed account platform often has favorable rates from the prime brokers or from the administrator because these groups like to get their business because it's
more of a volume.
There's a volume. Now there are some huge multi-billion-dollar hedge funds out there that also get great rates and so forth. But with a managed account platform, it's not just tied to one track record. So it's on that side, it's really favorable for a prime broker or for a administrator to get this kind of business. And from an administrator's perspective, it's pretty sticky business because there's a lot of technology that goes involved in dovetailing the different systems to make it, you know, streamlined reporting and so forth. So you get the expenses, but you can save on expenses, but you can also save on how much money you're deploying via cash efficiency, depending on the strategy. Mm-hmm. So for managed futures, CTAs, that's the one area of hedge fund strategies that have invoked, you know, they were the first to invoke managed accounts, like for decades.
And why was that?
And that's because of the inherent cash efficiency of futures contracts. So in futures contracts, if you want $100 of notional exposure, you might only have to put down $10 or $15 to the exchange. Now, the managed account platform is going to put a cushion on top of this, but you will still, as an investor, be getting a lot of cash efficiency from a CTA strategy. And again, it always depends the specifics, but let's just use a very simple example. If I were investing in your fund structure, $100 million, I got to deploy $100 million. If I'm doing it via managed account platform and it's a CTA that's, you know, that reasonably, the margin to equity is reasonable and so forth, maybe it's only, you know, 40 million or 50 million maximum that I'd be having to deploy, right? And that means the other 50 million I could keep in my treasury, the pension's treasury. It also means a very worst case scenario. So I lose $50 million as opposed to $100 million, right? But that now with, you know, that extra $50 million in my treasury, I can get the risk-free rate. So there's cash efficiency advantages. But the other big advantage is the customization. You might be, in portfolio construction, it is really about putting together a portfolio. And you might be running a hedge fund strategy that I really like, but there's one sleeve of your strategy that is just inappropriate for my portfolio. Or I might need your strategy, but a little bit more volatility or a little bit less volatility. If I'm not using a managed account platform, I have no chance. I can't, I'm not going to be able to utilize you. But if I am,
so you're increasing the investable space.
Exponentially increasing it, right? Because now I can come to you and I can say, I want to invest.
Do enough people know about that? That the fact that it increases the investable space?
No, it's actually.
Why is that?
It's actually the opposite. There's a fallacy that unfortunately many people in the industry think that utilizing managed account platforms decreases your selection and it creates selection bias. And the reason that they think that incorrectly is that some of the very largest hedge funds, a handful of the ones that are over a $50 billion, do not allow managed accounts. And that's, they don't need to, they choose not to. And so there's a handful of managers that will say no to a managed account platform.
Is that the norm?
So these are only a handful. So if you're invested in one of those, you say, okay, I don't want to use a managed account platform because I'm invested in manager X and they don't allow grant managed accounts. However, it's not binary. You can still be invested in manager X and you can do the rest of, or a big portion of the rest of your hedge fund portfolio utilizing managed account platforms. And now all of a sudden, a lot of potential investments open up to you that might not have been feasible otherwise. For instance, you might be able to invest in an emerging manager or a smaller manager that doesn't have, you know, the same kind of institutional operational infrastructure that your pension requires, but now you can invest in them via a managed account platform because a managed account platform, if selected and implemented correctly, utilizes, has institutional operational infrastructure.
So in a sense, the managed account platform basically bootstraps and raises up this whole world of emerging managers that may have been struggling with service providers. You've sort of increased their operational efficiency on operational.
Yeah, absolutely. All of a sudden, you're able to invest in emerging managers without, you know, if you look at the statistics.
And also your due diligence that you have to do on these emerging managers is just basically their trading strategy as opposed to all their operations, because the managed account platform takes advantage of that, takes care of that.
You still want to do certain operational due diligence is still very important, but the focus of it changes now, you know, because they're not going to get to handle the cash. So, you know, the cash movements become less scrutinized than some of the other. Obviously, reputation risk, background checks, there's still a lot that needs to be done, but you are correct. The focus changes, and in general, it's less operational due diligence that needs to be conducted because you're utilizing a managed account platform. But you're able to get first mover advantage by investing in these emerging managers. And this is something that, you know, it's again, it's a game changer, right? So it's...
Are they difficult to set up?
There is some work involved in the selection and the implementation, but it's a long-term kind of investment, right? Like, so, and this is where Bodhi Research Group, we've helped many, many groups in the selection and the implementation of managed account platforms. And they're not that, it's again, not that difficult to set up.
With the right guidance.
Absolutely, yes.
So are there any disadvantages to having managed account platforms? Maybe cost?
The cost, if you implement this correctly, again, you should be saving money over the long run. And that it's not the cost. What I would say is that if you're too small of a group...
What do you mean by small?
I mean, if you're going to be investing less than 100 million, I mean, 100 million would be the bare minimum for a managed account platform. And that, too, you would sort of be... hard-pressed, it would be, and I'm talking about total amount in this, like, that might be a few, you know, managed future strategies where you can get the cash efficiency. If you don't have that size, a dedicated managed account platform is not the solution. It's not appropriate for your organization.
Is there a sort of a limit to the number of managers somebody could put on a managed account platform, or a minimum or a maximum?
These are, you know, again, like a managed account platform, they're servicing in a fiduciary way, usually again, it all depends on the implementation, but they're servicing the institutional investor. They don't object to saying, okay, if you want to put more managers on, right? If your portfolio is too small, that's a problem.
So some of the work that Bodhi does, it works with the investor to help choose a managed account platform and help set it up and help liaise with the managed account platform?
Yeah, as you well know, we have selected managed account platforms and implemented managed account platforms for several institutional investors. And this is something where we know the nuances and know the structural advantages and disadvantages and so forth. So that is something that we, you know, feel very confident in that we'll be able to help. There's so many, again, this is just one podcast, but there's so many nuances in terms of what managed accounts open up. Another is innovative fee methodologies.
What do you mean by that?
When you're investing in the fund structure of a hedge fund manager, you're pretty much a taker and you're getting the fees that are in the offering memorandum. But it is a situation where you might be able to do a side letter and there's regulations that are prohibiting what can and can't be put in a side letter. But it's difficult to do something very different than what's in the offering memorandum. If you're doing a managed account platform, you can be negotiating in the IMA and the investment management agreement a certain fee structure that could be different. And when I say different, I don't just mean a beat down on fees. I mean, you want to be a preferred partner and you want the hedge fund
where the
manager,
interests are aligned.
Interests, alignment of interests, exactly. Right. And there's plenty of innovative ways to do that. Bodhi Research Group has been involved in a lot of those kinds of structures. I'll give one really, really quick one where you can have a certain fee structure and if the investor is invested more than 2 years, that the management fee starts to drop.
I see.
Right. And that's good for everybody because the hedge fund manager, you know, doesn't want hot money and so forth. When you have, if an institutional investor has invested via managed accounts, they're able to make portfolio tilts, tactical tilting, so they can increase or decrease their allocations to a specific hedge fund manager in a much faster, easier way. So that friction of redemptions and subscriptions is decreased substantially, which again offers a lot of advantages. The liquidity, if again negotiated correctly, you have on-demand liquidity from the investor perspective. So, so these are all to the advantage, and it is a situation where the industry hasn't yet, by and large, a lot of the industry hasn't yet, you know, recognized.
Why do you think that is?
It's because it's less glamorous, right? Like if I'm a CIO, I have competing priorities, and you have a fiduciary duty. There's a lot of important things on my plate and on my desk. And quite honestly, it's more interesting usually to the CIO to be examining a deal, a specific investment deal, whether it's private equity, infrastructure, or so forth, than to be looking at, okay, if we were to use a managed account platform, how are we saving, you know, on the operational costs and so forth?
I would argue the exact opposite in a way. What I would argue is my investments are safer because I don't have to worry about fraud.
You're right, David.
And then the next thing that I would say is it should make it more interesting, because now all of a sudden when I'm really with the manager, I'm just interested in what they trade and how they trade and their performance. And then on top of it, I'm overlaying, you know, some of this cash efficiency that you're talking about, and my choice and my investment space is increased. If anything, I would argue that it's...
Okay, you're right. I'm a big proponent of, and I'm saying many more groups should be using it. But in this podcast, how much have we talked about investments? About if interest rates go up or down, about the modeling that we might have done, about the rate of return. We've talked nothing about investments. And that's where, you know, the CIO is typically, you're a CIO if you are very interested in investments, right? And so this is really getting into the nuts and bolts.
My argument would be...
My argument would be
this allows you to focus just on the investments.
I get it.
Because everything else...
Yes.
Is taking care of you in a way that you don't have to worry about that stuff as much.
I get it. What I was trying to do was answer your question why it hasn't caught on. And I think the reason it hasn't caught on is because some CIOs or CEOs haven't really had the time to prioritize, you know, their understanding of the benefits of a managed account platform. And what they look at it as, and part of that is interest, because it doesn't, you know, at least on the surface, it doesn't directly, you know, relate to a specific investment or a specific deal. And then the second thing is that it seems like work in the beginning, and it is a little bit of work. And that, you know, detracts them. And if you don't have the buy-in from above at the top of the house, you're not going to be able to, you know, invoke a managed account platform solution.
Well, I guess then we satisfied the purpose of today's talk.
Yes.
Managed account platforms, they're safer, more control, more possibilities, focus on your investments.
I think so.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Bodhi Brew.
Thank you, everybody. We hope that you enjoyed, and I hope that you're having a good cup of coffee.